Show is on the air. Hollywood Radio Reporter, coming to you from the Little Theater at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, bringing you Rio Rita.
Come by the river Rio Grande, on its silver sand, that is where I found. And now my heart's at your command. What be near at hand, lingering round you? Oh, love like mine, is there no return? Give me one sign, tell me you are you. Rio Rita, life is sweeter, Rita, when you are near. Rio Rita, life's completer, Rita, to have you near.
John Carroll, ladies and gentlemen, MGM swashbuckling baritone, singing the title song from the picture, Rio Rita. In a moment, you are to hear from Catherine Grayson. But in the meantime, I'd like to bring to the microphone two young fellows who have skyrocketed to the top of stardom's ladder. You and you and you and your friends have voted them America's number one comedy team. Ladies and gentlemen, Abbott and Costello, your favorite comedians. There's something wrong here. Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite comedians. Just a minute, folks. There seems to be a hitch. The boys are in a huddle over there in the corner. They seem serious. They're intent. Really, this is serious. There's nothing we can do but move the microphone over to them. We'll slip in quietly.
Hey, Doc, how long does it take a person to die of starvation?
What good would it be if you knew?
I'm planning my future.
Well, offhand, I'd say that it all depends on what you are.
I'm a boy.
Oh, it makes no difference whether you're a boy or a girl.
I know. Well, it does to me.
Now, what I mean is that a fat person starves faster than a thin person.
And a fat person gets hungrier.
Well, naturally. I'm a thin person. Now, I haven't had any food for 2 days. And I still have the face of a 10-year-old boy.
Well, you better give it back to him. You're getting it all wrinkled.
No, we're talking about you.
I know.
Let's put it this way. Say that you are slowly...
Get the look out of your eyes, slowly.
Stop!
Starving to death.
Somebody throw him a hamburger.
You are slowly
Give
starving
him...
to death.
Take something to eat, Doc.
You
You're
are
raving,
slowly
kid.
Starving to death. Now put it that way.
Am I?
Yes.
I'm slowly starving to death?
Yes.
Doc, How will I know when the end is near?
Oh, you'll know all right. You'll start seeing things. You'll see a mirage.
A mirage?
Yes.
I won't look.
Oh, you'll have to look.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, that's a vision.
I'm a stubborn kid. I just
that's
look.
That's a vision.
What's a vision?
Didn't you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
How long did you go to school?
Taught in kindergarten?
Yes.
1 year.
Oh, come on. Sit up here and I'll explain what a mirage is.
Doc, I got to have something to eat.
Wait a minute.
I'm hungry
Let
now.
Let me explain this thing to you. Now,
you just had a big trip and I got to get something
Wait a minute. Now, you're starving.
You're telling me.
Wait a minute. You're starving and you see a big table full of delicious food.
Oh, boy. How much are you going to cost?
Nothing.
Don't cost nothing?
No.
I'll take 2 orders of that and a little indigestion on the side.
Oh, you can't eat this food.
Why?
It's not real. It's not even there.
Doc, do you feel all right?
Sure.
Are you sure you feel
Absolutely.
All right? You're positive?
Absolutely.
It's there, but it ain't there?
That's the idea.
You mean I'm looking at nothing?
That's it.
But I see something?
Yes.
But something I see ain't nothing?
That's right.
But this nothing looks like something?
Now you're talking.
What do you know?
Can you imagine that? In fact, you can see anything you want.
Could it be a chicken?
Sure it could.
You mean if I reach out there for a chicken, that ain't there?
That's right. The chicken only exists in your mind.
Couldn't exist in my stomach, could it?
No, no. Now you know what a mirage is?
It's a nightmare and a delicatessen.
Now you know.
Now I know.
That's it.
There's only one thing worries me.
What's that?
You say it don't cost nothing?
It don't cost anything.
Is it poison?
Certainly not.
Then why can't I eat it?
Your first meeting with Catherine Grayson was with Mickey Rooney in the picture Andy Hardy's Private Secretary. Recently, she appeared as Rebecca in The Vanishing Virginia. And now Catherine gets her greatest opportunity as Real Rita. And in one of the big musical moments of the story, Rita sings the difficult area from Dinora, the Shadow Song.
Ombra leggera che si fa, no, 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 no. E io scimera che mi dicero, no, 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 no. Curosa sangue, io faccio poco, no, 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 no.
Of the original Rita Rita score is the Ranger Song. It's still the favorite of the barbershop quartet and the largest ensembles alike, perhaps because it's the song of men, real men. They ride out of the desert singing to the rhythm of their galloping horses and the crack of six guns. Listen.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. gun, and yet we have a lot of fun wherever we go. At the top of our sombrero, we will fight or sing a song.
Don't you mind the Pinchero, we're a thousand strong.
Listening to several musical highlights from the picture Rio Rita with Catherine Grayson, John Carroll, and the MGM male chorus under direction of Herbert Stothard. And you've heard Abbott and Costello, your favorite comedians, in a scene from Rio Rita. This is your Hollywood radio reporter reminding you to buy defense bonds and stamps. And thank you for listening.